know that, that while we was praying, or praising, this come to me. And the scriptures, the two scriptures that I wrote at the very end, sermon that I'm going to preach, is what I'm going to read first. No, I lied to you. That's bad to be lying right off the bat. Where is that? Anyway, God said that I knew you before I created the foundations of the earth. And he also said, the thoughts and the plans that I have for you are for good and not for evil. And this is the last scripture that I wrote down. I don't know, Monday or whatever. And Nicole just sent it, and she sent it to me this morning. It says, "These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulations, but take courage. I have overcome the world." And you know, the way the world looks right now, it looks in the natural as hopeless. But here's what we have to understand. That God has given Jesus complete authority over all the earth. And when we receive Jesus Christ, the anointed one, that's what Christ means, anointed one. When we receive Jesus Christ, the anointed one, as our Lord and Savior, that complete authority over all the earth dwells in us. And if we don't believe that we have dominion and authority, we'll just be beat up all the time. So I'll pray and then I'll get started. Father, I thank you. Your word says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Father, and that you have anointed me to bring forth the good news. Father, I thank you for what your Son has done for us. Your word says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Father, I thank you that at the garden, when Adam fell, you already had our victory planned. And Father, I thank you, as that song sang, when you were on the cross, we were on your mind. Father, I thank you for everything that you have in store for us. And I thank you that everyone here is good soil, and that they receive the seed of your word into the good soil of their heart, and it produces a bumper crop harvest of faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Like I say, if we're not confident in the authority that God's given us, as that if the devil would have only knew, he wouldn't have crucified Jesus. Well, you know me and how I like to listen to prophecies and stuff like that. Well, I mean, when you listen to prophecies and study prophecies and what God's saying, God's always warning or telling his people what's to come. I mean, you've heard me say all the time, I always like taking open book tests because I always knew what the answer was. And that's what the Bible is. That's the answers to every test in life. And like I say, whenever, you know, for example, man, say time and time again, if we can't believe God for our healing, how can we believe that when we die we're really going to go to heaven? See, whenever we take God's word, we take it all or don't take any of it. Because we can't sit on the fence and just ride the fence. Because it's like Ari, he's got a place in his hand, and I said, "What is that?" Well, as soon as I said that, I knew he stuck his hand, poked it with the ball. You know, And like I always say, when you sit on the fence and straddle the fence, your hind end gets sore. So get on one side or on the other. You know, we have to believe that opponents, there's no way that they can win. There's no way that God's opponents can ever been defeated. You know, we talk about sickness. Confident of what Jesus did and the authority that he did. And like the songs that Terry played, when he was on the cross, we were on his mind. Before he ever went to the cross, he went to the whipping post. And everyone on the face of the earth was on his mind. How did he go to the whipping post for? Everybody should know that.
And there's no, like Stephanie and I were talking to Larry one night in prayer. Our mom taught us there's no gray area. It's black
or it's white.
There's no gray area. So the Word of God, we take it. That's what it says.
And so the devil's trying to talk us out of every promise that God ever made for us. Because, you know, whenever Adam sinned and God went to the garden and he went to the snake, remember? And he told the snake, said, "You're cursed, and every animal on the earth will be cursed because of you." Well, here's the deal. Came to the earth, he walked out his life perfect.
Why is that?
For us. I mean, that's that last song that Terry played. I mean, I had
Well, what I was going to talk about, I already have to had it. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing. We, whenever we're confident in what God's Word says and that God has complete authority. I mean, He was the author. He wrote the beginning or the end at the beginning. So when He sees every one of us, what's the Bible say? The thoughts and the plans that I have for you are what? Not for you. Okay. So whenever we believe that God has authority, He's the author. He had that can change that is us. Just, I mean, what God has in store for us, a lot of people will tell you, well,
and I can do to change it. That's wrong. Because God has good things in store for us. And we can alter. We're created.
We have to be totally confident that whenever God created the earth and the thoughts and plans He had for us was for divine health, right? Well, and when you think about in the earth, how many times does somebody get a diagnosis? And I was thinking about Mac Hammond and like Creflo Dollar. They say there's nothing we can do. We've done all that we can do. Well, see, that's whenever we rely on man. We're limited. There's a ceiling. They're not. Man's knowledge only goes so far. But what's the Bible say? With God, what? All things are possible. So whenever we get a bad diagnosis, we don't need to be moved by that. Because we know what Jesus did for us. And we're rooted and we're grounded in the Word, right? And that's what Stephanie and I was talking the other day about something. And I said, whenever you walk by faith, fear doesn't really affect you. Because, why? Because you know the end. That God had, He's written. And the end, Jesus went to the cross so that we could live under the blessing of Abraham. Jesus went to the cross so that we could be redeemed from the curse of the law. So any part of the curse that the devil tries to put on us, what's our answer? I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. It doesn't belong to us. And whenever we get finances or a symptom of sickness or a bad report, our answer should be, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And by his stripes I was healed. And another thing, whenever we're confident in what God's done, we'll never believe that an addiction is so great that God can't break it. Because here's the thing. We serve a God that breaks yokes, destroys them. There's one translation talks about that your neck will get so fat that it'll break the yoke. And what the devil tries to put on us, whenever we're confident in what God's done for us, we'll rebel against the things of the devil. See, we don't have to take everything that he tries to send to us. Because all the stuff that the devil is trying to get us to buy are lies from the devil. He's trying to talk us into defeat. And those lies, just like what's going on now in the nation, I don't care if you like President Trump or you don't like him. What we're going through right now is a spiritual battle of good and evil. That's all it is. And what we go through in our life is a spiritual battle of good and evil. That the sickness is the devil trying to steal from us what Jesus has already paid for. Lack is the devil trying to steal the prosperity that God promised us. And how we need to look at everything that's bad that tries to come against us, does it belong to us? No, it's not ours. So here's the thing. Every lie that the devil tells you is laughable to God. The Obama, he said, this is not a godly nation. God's sitting up there laughing at him. You don't know this. This nation was created as a godly nation. And he's laughing at him. He's laughing at everyone that comes against the promises of God. And Psalms 2:4 in the Good News. You got that, Lauren? You can read it up there, Terry.
From his throne in heaven, the Lord laughs and mocks their people.
Yeah. See, they're trying, and that's the devil, whenever he tries to get us to take parts of the curse, and we stand up and quote God's word and speak God's word, God's laughing at the devil. He's saying, you've already been defeated. And here's the thing. Terry, last year and years in the past, she used to record all of the St. Louis Cardinals ball games. Now, if the Cardinals started getting beat, she'd turn it off. But when she, and then whenever she seen the news, if she seen the Cardinals had won, she'd go back and rewind it all the way to the beginning. And she, now listen. Listen. I've got a point. Keep your mouth shut. So she would go back and she'd roll that all the way back to the beginning. She already knew that the Cardinals was going to win because she seen it on the news. And so whenever they'd come to the inning where the Cardinals was kicking the ball and playing, instead of a pro team that's playing like a bunch of little leaguers, she wouldn't get mad. Why is that? Because she knew the outcome. That's how God does it. Whenever we go through life and we stumble and we fall, God's not worried because he knows the outcome that he wrote. Here's the deal. You know, whenever I played baseball, I had one glove that I used when I played third base. And in the palm of the glove, I wrote E5. It means error on the third baseman. Why did I write that? Because every time I got down like this, I had my glove and I was looking at the palm. That told me your hind end down and keep you, you know, it made me conscious. So here's the deal. Whenever we mess up, the devil tries to make us so conscious of our mistakes that we give up. But here's the thing. God's up there. He already knows what the end is. He says, 3 John 2, beloved, above all things, I desire that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, there's not any humanistic people or any liberal ideas or any atheist people or any sickness or any addiction that can defeat God. Nothing can defeat it. And that's the mindset that we have to have. You know, because here's the thing. There's God. I mean, the devil, when he rebelled against God, there was not one question whatsoever who was in authority. Was there? Because God booted Satan out of heaven. And what did it say? Jesus said, I saw him fall like lightning to the ground. So here's the thing. We don't need to be concerned whenever the devil sends something our way, some kind of symptom or of, I don't care what it is, anything that's bad. Like the word Pauline, the Lord gave Pauline, don't be worried about it. The Bible says, don't be worried about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. So here's the thing. And I just wrote down for sickness, it says 1 Peter 2:24, it says, by his wounds you were healed. Okay? Isaiah 53:5 says, you were healed by the punishments he suffered and made whole by the blows he received. And like I said about addictions and bondage, Nahum 1:13 says, for I will break off his yoke from you and burst your bonds apart. We got to believe that God is willing and able to deliver us from any type of bondage, sickness, lack, addictions, relationships, whatever. We have to know that he's willing and able, because here's the deal. You can tell where someone is spiritually when they pray, because a lot of times they'll pray, Lord, if you're willing, do this. Well, that's why it's so important for us to be in the Word. Because whenever we know the Word and we pray according to the Word, we know that God hears us. So, we have to know that, I heard a prophecy, and I got it wrote down here. We have to know that he will eventually stop any attack that's upon us. Now, I heard, and I was telling Terry, I was listening to a prophecy the other day. And you know that, was it Elisha when he went against the 400 prophets of Baal? Okay. He said, well, we'll just see who's God's strong. 400 prophets of Baal and one prophet from God. Okay? And prophets of Baal built an altar. And the deal was their gods had to ignite the offering. And they were praying and they were chanting and they were cutting themselves and they were trying to get their God to react. And Elisha said, what's wrong? He said, I don't hear your God saying anything. Are their mouths shut? Now this is my translation. Nothing happened. Elisha said, I'll tell you what you do now. You go get buckets of water, dig a ditch, pour water all over and they just flooded it. And the natural didn't look like any way. What happened? God called fire down, and it consumed the offering, and it dried up all the water. And here's the deal. Well, you say, why'd you tell that, Gavin? I said, well, because look, they said, the prophet said that every demon in hell and the devil was wanting to speak up, but God said, keep your mouth shut. So here's the deal. We got to know that what we're going through, whenever we keep speaking God's word and we trust Him, God tells the devils and the demons now, keep your mouth shut. You watch what you're believing for. Watch what's been spoke over this nation come to pass. This is a godly nation. It was established for the purpose to freedom to worship God. Okay? But here's the deal. God laughs mockingly at them. And as far as He's concerned, the war has never been about who will win it, who will win ultimate control of the earth. It's always been about who is on the winning side with it. So that's the thing. It doesn't matter what the devil throws at us. When we're rooted and grounded in the Word, we're going to be on the winning side with God. That's why, you know, you've heard me say before, that's why it's so hard for us to lose. We weren't created to lose. We weren't created to know defeat in any way. Revelations 11:15. Yeah. And that's what we need to remember. Those of us who walk in this revelation, that we know that there's voices in it. There's the voices in the land. Maybe the devil trying to get us to take sickness. Maybe the devil trying to get us to take lack. But God said, what's He say? By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. You know, He says you'll have all sufficiency in all things to do every good work that I've called you to do. If you look at the promises of God and we stand on those and we walk in the revelation that God's word is true and it trumps everything, there's not anything that the devil can throw at us or at God that can defeat God. We will have a victorious mindset. And we'll walk in greater authority, and it'll change the way we pray. Because whenever we know what God had in store for us and He gave us the dominion and authority, we will pray from a place of authority instead of a place of fear. We don't have anything to fear about, the fear of the devil. And that's what the devil wants us. He's trying to bring fear and get us through fear to buy a lie. So that's why it's so important for us to know that Jesus wrote, or God wrote the end at the beginning. And as long as we stay on the path that God has made or planned for us, we don't have to go through the school of hard knocks or something, you know, because what God has in store for us is the kingdom of heaven here on earth. But here's the thing. When we mess up, what do we have to do? Do we have to do so many Hail Marys or cut ourselves? What do? We just ask for repentance. Ask for forgiveness. Because God's grace and His love for us, I mean, is so overwhelming that we can't really fathom it in our natural mind. You know what I'm saying? So, just know this, that whenever you ask Jesus into your heart, the dominion and authority that overcame every work of the devil dwells inside of you. Because the Bible says, what's it say? The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells where? In you. So why would we be afraid of what the devil tells us? we're not confident what we've got inside of us. You know, Terry had turned off that ball game, and if they, here's the deal, if they lost, she wouldn't go back and watch it. But whenever she seen that they won, it didn't matter how bleak or how dark it looked, she had confidence that victory was going to be at the end. And that's how we need to walk through life. When we ask Christ into our heart, we were redeemed from the curse of the law. That curse, everything that Satan brought upon the earth, or Adam brought upon the earth by his sin. And whenever God told the serpent that it was cursed, well, now what's the serpent trying to do? He's trying to get everybody to take what belongs to him. Well, see, when you look at what did Jesus do? He came down so that we could take everything that God has. You know, and that's why the devil, he's a liar and a thief. He's trying to talk you out of the blessings and get you to take the curse. He's trying to talk you out of long life. He's trying to talk you out of divine health. He's trying to talk you out of nothing missing, nothing broken. Yet the devil is trying so hard to sell the lies to the body of Christ that doesn't belong to them. We don't need to think that we just got to hold on and do the very best we can while everything's falling apart around us. For us to know in advance that we're on the winning side, it breeds confidence and vision and an energetic action. You know, that's what Terry, whenever she had turned that ball game back on, and, you know, she didn't get down in the dumps whenever. Who's the third baseman? No, the other one. Yeah, when Carpenter would boot the ball or he'd throw a lollipop from third base to first base and make an error, she wouldn't get discouraged like she did before because she didn't know the outcome. But when she knew the outcome, it didn't affect her. And that's how we got to see why. The outcome that God has in store for us is divine health, is prosperity. And whenever things come against us, like what was that scripture that I read? These things I have spoken so that you may have peace. In the world, you'll have tribulations, but take courage. I have overcome the world. So, when we are confident that Jesus overcame the world, when we come up against stuff, Jesus said, I've overcome it. Take peace. That's how whenever we view our life the way God has planned it, no matter what the devil throws at us, we're not going to get excited about it. We're not going to get too worked up about it. You know what I'm saying? So, Isaiah 46:10. Did I give you that one? There you go, Terry.
From the beginning, I predicted the outcome. Long ago, I foretold what would happen. I said that my plans would never fail, that I would do everything I intended to do.
Okay, go ahead and go to 14:24, Lauren. Okay, go to Isaiah 25:1.
Lord, you are my God. I will honor you and praise your name. You have done amazing things. You have faithfully carried out the plan you made long ago.
Okay, there's a lot of religious tradition that says whatever God plans, there's nothing I can do about it. Whatever will be. That's not right. The plans that God had for us in the beginning is what he had for Adam before Adam fell. And it had nothing to do with the curse. So the plans that God had for us, He said, and let me read them all together. From the beginning, I predicted the outcome. Long ago, I foretold what would happen. I said that my plans would never fail, that I would do everything I intended to do. The Lord Almighty has sworn an oath. What I have planned will happen. What I have determined to do will be done. Lord, you are my God, and I will honor you and praise your name. You have done amazing things. You have faithfully carried out the plans you made long ago. Well, when Adam fell, God told the devil, the seed of woman will bruise your head. That's the plans, okay? See, the devil, why do you think the devil tried so hard to kill Jesus? God told the devil when Adam fell that his end was near. And the plans that God had long ago, the devil could do nothing to stop it. I mean, whenever Jesus was born, how could three wise men, it wasn't just three wise men, it was a multitude of wise men. It was a caravan of wise men. The reason they come up with three wise men was because they were three gifts. But here's the thing. How could wise men who studied know that that star, Messiah, had been born? And nobody else did. Because the wise men were looking for the sign. The wise men knew, they believed what God's word says. So they were constantly looking. Well, Jesus was born right under Herod's nose, and he thought, well, that's a star. I wonder what that's all about. Well, that's a pretty star. He was ignorant to the things of God. Why? Because he wasn't looking for it. I mean, just think about it. Jesus was the Messiah born, and look at all the scribes and the Pharisees who didn't believe it. So, the plans that God had, and he spoke into existence long ago, was whenever Satan thought he won, Jesus is coming. And whenever Jesus came, whenever he was born, what did the angels say to the shepherds whenever they came? Peace on earth, goodwill towards all men. At that point, whenever Jesus was born, that is when all hell was shaken. Because the Messiah had entered the earthly realm. And whenever Jesus was born, he was born as a man, just like Quinn. Just like every one of us, he was born. He gave up his godly realm and came down here as a man. That was God's plan for you and I, to be able to overcome every temptation, every attack that the devil tries to bring against us. The plans that God had for us long ago is that his man, every one of us, Adam meant mankind, every one of us was created in God's image. And God created us in his image to tend all his creation, what he created, and to multiply more people in his image. It's not about just having kids. It's about multiplying the world in God's image. Okay? And that God, when Adam sinned against God, you know, God, he already had a plan. He knew what was going to happen before it ever happened. He didn't scramble around when Adam sinned and say, oh no, Jesus, what are we going to do? And they wrung their hands and thought, well, I don't know. He already knew what he was going to do. And Jesus, like I said, he came down as a man. And Jesus accomplished what the first Adam was supposed to do. The earth was cursed because of Adam. But because of what Jesus did, what have we been? Redeemed from the curse. That's in Galatians 3:13. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Jesus did this. He went to the whipping post for our healing. He went to the cross to take every sin that mankind would ever do. What Jesus did at the cross in the garden, being wrongly judged, being whipped, going to the cross, he carried the cross. You know how many people have you heard say, well, God's given me this cross to bear. He didn't give it to you to bear. Jesus bore it. That was all. When Jesus carried the cross, that was represented. You don't have to bear it. I've bore it for you. And then whenever Jesus was nailed to the cross, and that can't you just see the devil jumping up and down, thinking, I've won. I've won. And Jesus said, there ain't no man can take my life, but only I can give it. That's the attitude we've got to have. The devil can't take any one of our lives if we don't allow it. Because we're joint heirs with Christ Jesus. So what Jesus did, we can do also, right? If Jesus overcome the world, what are we supposed to do? Overcome the world. So what Jesus did, he did it for us so that we could walk through this life victorious. There's nothing that the devil throws at us that can defeat us. But we got to believe. We got to be confident in what God's Word says. And the thing about it is, Jesus sealed, every promise that God made was sealed with Jesus' blood. What we're going to do, we're going to take communion. And whenever we take communion, we know it says, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. You know, some people say, in order for you to go to heaven, you got to be baptized. No. If that was the case, the thief at the cross that cried out to Jesus, Jesus would have had to say, well, let's get down here off the cross and I'll go baptize you. No, he said, this day on you'll be in paradise with me. So what we got to do is receive the Father. So, like Kenneth Copeland them say, it takes a pretty smart person to describe and mess up what God said. You know what I'm saying? Because God's Word's pretty simple. You read His Word and believe it. I mean, why do you think He says have childlike faith? I mean, it's just like Ari. Terry was saying, she was saying about the cow jumped over the moon, you know. And Ari said, Paul, you see the cow jumping over the moon? Well, that's what Pup said. See, that's how we got to be about God's Word. God said you're healed. Ari couldn't see no cow jumping over the moon. May not look like you're healed. God said you're healed. So can you see I'm healed? Can you see that I'm walking in prosperity? That all my debts have been paid? I mean, think about that. Jesus paid a debt that we could not pay. We owed a debt we couldn't pay, and He paid a debt He didn't owe. So we need, as Terry said, we need to quit saying we need to change our mind. We are changing our mind to thinking that what God's Word says is true, and I don't care what it looks like. You know, it's like I was teasing Joy, and I need to call Emily. Yesterday, I went to shoe a horse at Galena. And I come down, I don't know how, got past Elsie just a little ways. And I mean, the traffic come to halt. And I thought, what in the world is going on? Well, through them curves, you can kind of see a long ways up there. And I seen flashing lights. I thought, well, somebody's had a wreck. So, the traffic never stopped. Now, this traffic that was coming. It was real a lull for a long time coming at me, but the traffic I was in never stopped. And I thought, well, what in the world is going on? Well, I didn't know, so I just kept driving. Alan Stevens, he was in his little car, and he was trying to get out, and there's cars behind me, and I just waved him out. And he went, and he had a flag on his car, and I thought, well, I wonder what's going on. Well, I thought it was the Centennial, Stone County Centennial, but it was last week. But anyway, the whole bunch of cars turned off and went up to the square, and I just went straight. And I went and put shoes on the horse, and I said, I called out, and I said, what in the world's going on? I said, it's never taken me so long to go from Sugar Tree to Galena in all my life. So what's going on? He said, well, he said, you were right in the middle of a Trump parade. And I was in my old blue pickup. He said, I thought you was part of the parade. I said, no, I was going to shoe a horse. I just got caught up there. But anyway, but here's the thing. What God has intended for us, we got to take it. And we got to take a hold of it. It doesn't matter how many hard knocks we've had or how many times we've got knocked down. What matters is every time we get knocked down is that we get back up. Okay? So, just know that you can't be defeated. But what we're doing is we're changing our mindset. That no, watch this, repeat this with me, no weapon formed against me can prosper. Why can't it not prosper? Yeah, because Jesus paid the price for it. I've given you dominion and authority over what? All the works of the enemy. And where has the devil been placed? Under our feet. Well, it's up to us to keep him under our feet. That's what yesterday, and then Terry can come on up. We'll take up communion after this story. You know, God, come on, it's a short story. Get up here and be submissive like you're supposed to. Wives, submit to your husband. Yeah. Me and Jake went up to where he was moving, and there's a little garter snake. Jake said, well, there's another one. Well, he just went to stomping that snake and tore it apart. Jake could have let that snake crawl off. But he knows that snake's supposed to be under his feet. I mean, I've seen him get off horses and just stomp snakes. He hates them. But that's what the Bible says. Remember in Genesis? So, go ahead. Yeah, and stay away from my men.